This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The French Constitutional Council is expected to rule later today on special COVID-19 virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel, while also mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions across France, where the country has begun dealing with a fourth wave of infections. Under the law, healthcare workers must begin getting vaccinations by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and other public venues. To get the pass, people must either have proof they are fully vaccinated or have recently tested negative or recovered from the virus. So far, just half of the people in France are fully vaccinated. Australia's most populous state on Thursday reported its worst day of locally transmitted COVID-19 cases of the pandemic, with a record 262 new infections and 5 deaths. The Premier of New South Wales said 4 of the victims had not been vaccinated and the 5th had received a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine in May. As case numbers in the state continues to surge, New South Wales Chief Health Officer issued a new plea Thursday for residents to book an appointment to receive their vaccine. Only 20% of Australian adults are fully vaccinated, according to the latest government figures. And the Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. A White House official speaking to the Associated Press said the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA.